Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. What a great day here, October the 21st. And, you know, it's such an honor to have Jim here. I've got Dr. Jill and Dr. Jim. And, Jim, I made a birthday cake for you. And it is happy 70th birthday, Jim. You do not look 70 years old. And so, happy birthday to you. I really am grateful we get
to finish. Thank you very much. I'm not 70 yet.
What?
It's kind of like quoting Monty Python. I'm not dead yet. Well, I'm not 70 yet, Steve.
Well, I want anybody watching on YouTube, the New Life Live YouTube channel, there's the birthday cake that I made for you, Jim.
That's very nice.
Sorry that you're older than 70. So, really glad. But anyway, happy birthday to you. Well, God really did something when he created you, and you have had such an impact on so many lives, including mine, of course. And then here's our son, James, who lived his dating life based on your book, The Purity Code. And now you're impacting folks with adult children that just don't know what in the world happened to these wonderful kids.
That's
so thank you for being alive.
Well, thank you. And you were singing kind of in before we came on the air. And, you know, I remember the first time I met you, you were actually singing in the worship band at the church I was working at.
That's true.
So you actually have a voice. Good job. I don't have much of a voice today.
Well, let me ask you to use it this way. So whatever age you are, what is some piece of advice that maybe somebody gave you that has really helped you or something that you just stumbled on somewhere that would help other folks?
Oh, here it is. Success in a well-lived life is never accidental. You know, I think we live our lives too much by circumstance and chance. Mm-hmm. We're hoping it happens. But even here at New Life, when people call, you know, they're not going to get better unless they lean into it intentionally and do the work that they need to do. Right. So success in a well-lived life, never accidental. Isn't that a great phrase?
I'll tell you, it's a wonderful phrase. My saying is that acquiescence and apathy have never produced success. Now, that's just ridiculous compared to the brilliance of yours. But anyway.
Well, actually, I couldn't spell that first word of yours, so that's why I would never use that one.
Well, I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad that I got to be part of your life. I tell you, really, some of the best memories I have is our speaking tour when we were writing for Focus on the Family.
Me too.
And really grateful. Drug-proof your kids. It helped a lot of people. And now we need fentanyl-proof your kids because that is killing 300 young people every single day. It's just horrific what's going on there. Well, I tell you what let's do. Let's just go right to the phones. And I want to talk to Andre from Glendale, California. Hi, Andre. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. What's going on?
Yeah, so I have twin sons that just turned 31, and periodically they just go out of communication with me, and it could last 7, 8, 9 months sometime.
Wow, that's painful.
That's a long time.
It is. Very painful. I mean, won't answer texts, won't answer phone calls. We did have a time when before COVID where we were pretty close. We shared dancing in common, so we would go out dancing a lot together because they're dancers. And we would really enjoy ourselves. But I believe because I wasn't in their life as much after they turned 7 because their mom and I separated and moved on, and she really made it difficult for me to see them. And I believe that there was some bonding that should have been happening in the relationship during a lot of their teen years as well. that didn't happen. And so that may be part of the problem. But the only thing is that they tell me I'm a great father and they love me.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll try to help you with this painfully confusing situation.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Well, I tell you, these are painful times, and when I hear these stories of kids not being in contact with parents, it really hurts me to know what you're going through. Jim's written this great book. I'll send you a copy of it, Doing Life with Your Adult Children. Jim, what's your best advice here?
Hey, Andre, let me ask you a quick question. If I was sitting having coffee with you and I said, so why aren't they connecting with you, what would you say to me?
I would probably say, like, during, like, some of their formidable years as teenagers, that they didn't have me in their life. Mm-hmm. They had moved out of to another city.
Yeah. So they're not used to
making it difficult.
Yeah, they haven't been used to spending time with you. You want to re-enter and re-engage. Right. How would they feel if you called them up and said, hey, listen, I was thinking about going dancing, or I was thinking about taking you guys out to dinner. What do you think?
Well, you know, I didn't hear from them on Father's Day, mm-hmm. which is very unusual. I didn't hear from them on my birthday. Mm-hmm. And then their birthday came up, and I did reach out to them and let them know I wanted to take them out to eat. One of the sons responded, and he said, great, let's do it. But then something came up, and he was like, let's try next weekend. And then when I reached out that following weekend, nothing, just crickets.
Right, right.
So, you know, it's constantly, you know, when I do reach out, there's like a plan for us to do something, and then there's no follow-through at all.
Yeah,
okay.
And even one of my sons was out of town in Florida back in February, and he was like, yeah, Dad, I want to see you. Let's hang out. Let's get something to eat, watch a movie or whatever. And as soon as he got back into town, just nothing.
Yeah. Okay. Jill, you have a thought here? Because I have an idea here.
Okay.
Jim, did you want to follow that up, Jim?
No, I'm just going to quickly, I want to hear what they have to say, but I quickly want to say, you know, I think you don't stop. They don't sound like they're saying, we don't want to spend time with you. They're acting like it. But, you know, I honestly would say, well, you know, I know you couldn't do it this weekend. What about next weekend? I'd love to get together with you. Because, again, you're not going to get closer unless you get that times with them. And you may have to ask them, is any of this have to do with our past? You know, is there anything that I've done to offend you? Without sounding like, you know, kind of whiny dad.
Right.
That's important not to do. But, again, they seem to be polite to you. They're not totally shutting you out. So I want to get to the point of, is it possible to have some regular times together?
Now, Jill.
Right.
Sorry,
okay.
I interrupted.
That's
that,
okay.
Jim.
So,
it's
Andre,
really,
and what age were they when you came back into their lives?
I didn't really get a chance to start spending time with them when I moved here to California from Texas. They were still in Texas, and then 6 months later.
Okay.
They
so
ended
what
up
age?
Here too, so
what age were they?
So
when
they were like 23 maybe.
23. Okay. So you've had, what, seven, eight years. Okay.
Yes.
So, I don't know if you've done this already, but I might write them a letter and let them know how much it pains you that you weren't there for them during their growing up years. I wouldn't offer a lot of excuses. Just for whatever the reasons were, you weren't there for them. And so they didn't count on you. And because of that, I mean, for you, Andre, because of that, you're not a priority in their life. They love you, but their life has gone on and they've become adults. And you didn't fit into that. So now you're kind of ancillary. And so I would just say that you realize that they're not used to incorporating you in their lives, and yet you really want to, if there's any way possible, make up for lost time.
Yeah.
And you would really value spending time with them, and you will continue pursuing them. And that if they have any thoughts or feelings about this, that you would welcome that.
You
really
bet.
Good. Now, really good. Andre, are they married and have kids, or what? What's that situation?
Well, they're both just in the dating world.
Okay.
I just found out through my sons. They're both in long-term dating situations,
okay.
And one of them just broke up with his girlfriend.
All right. So it's my job to present something that some would think is brilliant and others think it's ridiculous. But here's where I'm going to go with this, okay? I think you need to up your game a little bit. Hey, guys, I was thinking Thanksgiving holidays, Thursday through, or if you want to be your mom, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Thanksgiving weekend, how about we go to, and you have to figure out what you can afford, but maybe it's a fishing trip or you go to the professional football game or something that they've got about 6-8 weeks to look forward to, and it's something that is a little more expensive than dinner, but it's concentrated time for the three of you to be together. Now, Dave Stoop did this, but he could afford, and he was at a place where he could take his boys to Europe, and they drove all over Europe for, you know, a couple of weeks or so. But think about something you could do at around Thanksgiving. Is it ski trip, fish trip, something? Now, once you get their agreement, see, now they're going to be engaged with you until then. And they're going to hear messages from you like, I so regret that divorce drove a wedge between us, or I wasn't there for you enough, and I sure hope you know how I feel about that, and I regret it, and I hope that you can get beyond it. I would hate for that to hurt you for the rest of your life. But I want to see them kind of have something to look forward with you, and then they were going to stay more engaged for a while to get back in your life, and then maybe that's something that becomes a permanent thing.
Well, and it's creating memories with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? You don't have the memories from when they were young, but creating them with them as adults.
So when I throw that out, is there anything that comes to mind that you might suggest that the three of you would do?
Excuse me. Nothing in particular comes to mind. I mean, a trip would be good if we could get out together. I've tried things like that before. And when they shut down, there's just like zero communication. Even when I try to broach the subject about me not being there, they always say, no, it's not that. You know, it's just, we think you're a great dad. We're just, you know, we're adults now and we have our own lives and, you know, we're just busy.
Yeah. I want to encourage you to be creative about what you could do. And even if it's an amazing road trip where you rent an RV or something.
Right, or camping.
Yes.
Steve, I would acknowledge that you understand that they're adults, that you're not, like, you can't go back and recreate their childhood. You understand they're adults and that they're busy. Would they be willing to carve out the time so that you guys could have some time together?
Yeah. All right, I'm going to send you a copy of this one-year Bible for men. Just got my copy this past week, and I hope you'll enjoy that. And anybody else, you can call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Go through the Bible with me as in this one-year Bible for men that I did, and then my wife did the one-year Bible for women. They're pretty incredible, especially her. She is such a great, great writer. Here we go to Robin, Alexandria, Virginia, listening on WAVA. What's going on?
Hi. Well, I'm newly married, and we've been with my husband for 3.5 years, and his family, his parents, you know, they had issue. I've met his mom once, and never met his father. We were living together for a couple, you know, we've been living together for 3.5 years, but we're both, he's 50, I'm 58. Both of my parents have passed away. My mom, though, met him and adored him, and she knew that we were going to be getting married.
Uh-huh.
And so it's always been, so his father, you know, shut down, hasn't talked to him, hasn't seen him, even though he's tried several times to connect with him and ask him what, you know, to try to talk to him.
Yeah.
To see what the problem, you know, why. He just shut down. He'd only say yes or no. I don't know. Anyway,
well, what do you suspect is the reason? What do you think is the reason? Something that happened back then. What is it?
I think that maybe he got mad because his father would come over to his house at any time and just walk right in and, you know, sit down and just chill out at his house. And my husband would come home from work and his dad's at his house chilling out. His parents don't, he says his mom and dad don't have a good marriage. His mom wanted to divorce him at one point, but then she couldn't or didn't. He wouldn't allow it, is what he said. But financially, she wouldn't be able to live, you know, without his support or something.
Okay. So what is the question for us, given all that? What are you?
The question for you. Yeah. So now, we just got married. You know, I've been telling him, okay, my father, you know, my parents have passed away. And, you know, all this time for the last 3.5 years, I'm like, well, okay, your mom says she's got, you know, she's a Christian.
Okay, maybe, but what's a question you? I want to answer a specific question for you. What did that be? Question.
What do we do? We've tried and tried and tried to connect, and now we just got married. In September 22nd,
all right.
My family came. My siblings were there for me, and they came. My family's always been here for me.
All right,
and
so,
now,
but they didn't
his
come.
His mother didn't right. come.
Okay, so
and
I want
his
Jim.
His mother said, oh, I'm going to be out of town.
Yeah, okay. So
and
really,
now,
really.
It's bringing up this grief, you know, my grief for my parents.
Yeah.
Because they're not here.
And they would have been.
Me.
Right. Jim,
okay,
what are you thinking?
Okay, but before you go
ahead,
can I just clarify? So his dad used to come and just hang out at his house, and now he's shut him out.
And then...
That's quite a dichotomy.
Then he said, hey, Dad.
Yes?
Yeah, so then he said, hey, Dad, you know, my girlfriend's moving in. Please don't come over. Just don't come over because, you know, now she's going to be living there. So he, in a nice way, just said, you know, you can't come over and kick out.
Yeah. So he didn't like that.
Because my girlfriend's here.
Yeah.
I think he didn't like it, and he was mad about that.
All right. That makes sense that he just couldn't handle that boundary, that limitation. Jim, your thought here.
Well, Robin, I think there could be a story behind this story, and you got to get to it. But one of the things, I'm gonna go with something with the previous caller we talked about having an event. What if you two said, hey, listen, now that we're married, we'd love to get together with you. Sounds like you need to get together with them. I don't know. It might even be separately. I'm not sure. Hopefully not. But we'd like to get together with you, and we'd love to, you know, we'd love to buy you a Thanksgiving dinner or whatever it might be. Start the process. Baby steps.
No. They would not. No. Okay. His father doesn't even know we're married. His mother kept it from him, or his mom and sister are afraid to tell him that we're married.
Why
would they be afraid?
Yeah, what's that
about?
I don't
know. That's their excuse. I don't know. They're telling... Yeah, they're just telling my husband that, but I don't think I think they have their own... His mother has her own issue, whether she's jealous of me or... I don't know what it is.
So if you invited them all, if you invited them all over for dinner, would any of them come?
Hold on a second.
Did we lose her?
Robin, would anybody come if you invited them for dinner?
Nobody would come.
What?
All right. Well, we're going to take a break, and we'll try to give you a little bit of insight here when we come back. You're listening to New Life Live. We're glad that you are. It's Jim Burns' birthday today. And if you'd like to send him a birthday card, I believe he'd get it. Just send it here to New Life, you know. Go to the website. We'll tell you that address. Every Man's Battle is going to be in December, Washington, D.C., November 4th through the 6th. And then Restore is going to be a week later, right after that. But Lumina is 4th and 5th of November. Tell you more about that later.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're talking with Robin, and man, there are just so many mysteries here. Jill, you at the break were coming up with something that might be helpful.
Well, here. Robin, I think this is your husband's family. I think you need to take a step back. Mm-hmm. And not get into who said what and did what,
right.
And do not revolve around that.
Yeah.
Okay? I think your husband needs to step up and deal with his family.
Right.
It's nobody's job to tell him you guys are married or to tell the dad you're married except your husband's.
Right.
He needs to tell his dad you're married, and he needs to deal with his family, and then... You know, you let them know. He needs to let them know we want relationship with you. Is there a problem here? Like, dealing with things directly. There's a lot of he said, she said, and that creates chaos and hurt feelings, and it's an uproar. And I understand you don't have parents. So you probably were hoping that these parents would come in and be like a set of second parents. Mm-hmm. But I think you're going to have to grieve that and deal with your disappointment and realize that while you don't have parents, it sounds like maybe you did have supportive parents because your family, they're an extension of them, and they've been very supportive. So that is something that you can be grateful for.
Right.
But stepping back, I think, is important, and not adding to the chaos that's already there.
Little hint on when parents step back. The thing you want to do, if you call this, and I would suggest you call his mother, and while he's dealing with the dad situation, you might call the mother and just say, I'd love to talk with you and listen to you and hear how you're feeling about things, because sometimes we can be a little overbearing, and an older person doesn't want to hear all of the things we want to say. They want to be respected and revered, and they want somebody to ask them a question or two. So that's one thing that might work. Jim, you have any thoughts here?
I really do think that, again, sometimes there is a time to go right into this and have a big conversation. But I think you're right, Steve. I think sometimes it's going and having coffee and listening. Listening is the language of love. And there aren't many people who are put off by someone who says, hey, let's get together and tell me about your life. I want to get to know you. And let them talk and then say, this has been wonderful. Now, again, we've got other agendas, but sometimes the agendas need to wait so we earn the right to be heard. And I'm not sure we've earned the right to be heard here. And I totally agree with you, Jill. It is, you know, her husband. This is Robin's husband's job to do, to have that conversation. He should be – he's thrilled that they got – that they're married. So he needs to be able to share that with his father.
Yeah.
And you start there. But I'm suggesting that Robin backs off, supports her husband, and in a neat way, she's got support from her family as well.
Yeah.
All right, so a lot of different things you could do, but none of them involve stirring the pot of the past and all of that. It's about listening, wanting to know, trying to connect. That would be the main thing. I'm going to send you Mylan and Kay's book, How We Love, and I hope that something there could be helpful to you. And then also, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers might be good for you to read to gain some insight here, that Jill wrote that one. All right, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, we would love to get it for you. I tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Susan from, or Suzanne, I don't know. It's the Susan, Colorado Springs, Colorado. See how she's doing today. Susan, you're on. What's going on with you?
First, I want to say thank you for what you guys do. I actually have been involved with, before you became New Life, I went to a Meredith Meyer clinic with my dad. Hmm. And so that was before became New Life. And yeah. So that was 40, yeah, a
long
lot
time
of years
ago.
Many, many years.
Yeah. So I have been listening to you for a long time. So I, and your response is very important. So anyway, my we've been married almost 40 years on Friday, and we have my husband and I have a great relationship. The issue is that my daughter is 35, and she is an addict, a meth addict. She started, though, this is the issue, she started when she was 16, she started cutting herself, and it came out that she was outwardly abused by my husband's brother, stepbrother, and many of the other cousins were actually raped by him. And
oh boy.
When the outward, you know, kissing and stuff like that went on, she was only 7 and he was 16. And the other cousins did not want to rock the boat in the family. They did. I'm letting them deal with their issue on that. But my husband did not at that time. You know, we were only married 9 years maybe. And so I got really angry, but nobody did anything. And it was, you know, before you would, you know, right away put somebody in jail for doing that, so he didn't do it to somebody else. But anyway, now she's an addict. Tomorrow she goes to jail, but it's always been this elephant in the room that my husband didn't do anything to protect her from him. And I don't know what to do. I don't want to put a rift in our marriage. We have a great marriage, and I just don't know what to do. And when goes to jail tomorrow for revoking her probation, you know, it's her choice to be an addict, but these traumas have all built up.
We'll be back.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the 1-Year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zipper Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back and talking with Susan. What a tragic tale here. And so, Jill, some thoughts here, thoughts.
Susan, our heart really goes out to you. This is tragic regarding your daughter. And we were commenting at the break how it seems like there's a lot of people in your family that don't want to rock the boat. That in the beginning, people didn't want to say anything. Your husband didn't say anything. You don't want to say anything to your husband. And all of this trying to keep the peace hasn't really gotten you guys anywhere. That sometimes, you know, we get afraid that if we confront something, somebody will be upset. They won't be able to handle it. Like you said, you don't want to cause a rift in your marriage. But sometimes that upset then motivates people to do something and to create change, right? Mm-hmm. And change that your daughter needed. And so in a lot of ways, everybody in the family has failed your daughter. And I think that's an important thing to own. I mean, she's an adult now, is making her choices. So whatever happens to anyone, once you become an adult, it's your responsibility to fix it. But it sure helps when people will come and ask for forgiveness and apologize for the passivity in a very difficult situation that she had to bear by herself.
What do you think about that when you hear that?
I agree with you. I just don't know what to say or what to, you know, if I, my husband, I bring this up and I'll say, you know, this all started with your brother. And it, there's kind of like a silence, and then we go on to the next thing.
Well, it sounds like to me, you said you and your husband have a great relationship. But it sounds like you have a great relationship unless you're rocking the boat. Like when he wants to go on to something else, see, you need to say, and I know you want to move on to something else, but this is really important here.
Yep.
How great's that relationship? That's when you get to discover how great it is.
Well,
I need
this,
you to sit here and listen to me talk with you, and I need to hear your thoughts and feelings. This isn't the typical, I tell you something uncomfortable and you walk away.
And this isn't even about blaming your husband.
No, not at all.
You both have responsibility here. Neither one of you did anything.
Yeah. Susan, I want to look at it in a different way. So she's on her way to jail. Jail could be a gift. For one thing, she's a meth addict. When she goes into jail, there's a very good chance she's not going to be on meth. And so her mind may
not.
Yeah, you never know. But your mind, her mind could possibly clear up. What if you and your husband went to her and said, as you're talking through things, because she's got a lot more time on her hands right now. She's just thinking about stuff. And she's actually working through some healing. Even they can do that in jail. So why not say, we walk through this. Just say, you know, we feel so bad for you. And we don't think we did this right. And of course we love you. And we have loved you from the moment. And we didn't know how to do this. Now what we can say is, we didn't do this good. And we wanna say to you, we love you with an unfailing love, unconditional love. You know, be the hands and the mouthpiece of God to her. I'm not saying that that always works, but you know, I was doing some counseling in a prison years ago. This was a time when these people who were in prison and jail, they had time to think, they had time to work through things, and this may be the gift that you've been looking for. Because obviously, if she continues with meth, her life is going to just go down the drain.
Well, and the distractions are removed.
Yeah.
Right? You're just peeled back to yourself.
Right, right. And then even leave a card with her that just, it's a loving card. It's the card that says, you know, we love you, we're rooting for you, we want the best for you, those kinds of things. But again, I'm suggesting that if you look at it as a gift, you and your husband go and you know, practice it. Know what you're going to say ahead of time, but apologize for all that you can.
Admit that you failed her.
Yeah, exactly.
Admit
you might want to try that, Susan.
And just leave it out there.
Right. I'm going to send you a Life Recovery Bible to give her, and it's paperback. They can have it. They can use it. Prison Fellowship gives it away to prisoners, but I'll give you one to give her. Look, meth is an amazing drug. When I was down in Florida, here were these wonderful upper middle class women who just happened to get into meth, and they all went to prison and they all turned their lives around in prison. And that is what we're praying for her. But it is a tough one to get free of. And maybe, like Jim is saying, jail is the best thing that could have happened to her. I'll send you a copy of Healing is a Choice also, and I'm so grateful that you called, and we'll pray and hope for the best for her. Speaking of the best, Larry Sonnenberg is in that studio right there. And Larry, what do you have for us today? Usually you have something really fascinating, about 4 out of 5 times you do. So what is it today?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, maybe it's even more than a month ago, couple of staff members came and visited, and I arranged some introductions for these folks for these staff members to meet some of our donors.
Yeah.
And it was very interesting. When asked to tell their stories, the real common theme almost 100% of the time was the radio program. Yeah. You know, we talk so much about workshops and such, but that they wanted to tell us how important radio was. So it seemed appropriate to share a testimony, a real brief testimony, but it just came in the mail a few days ago. She says, "Dear New Life team, I want to thank you for being there with care, compassion, and wisdom to help so many, including me." She listens on KKLA.
Hmm.
"In one of your broadcasts, you recommended to some parents that they go to Al-Anon as their son was using drugs. That recommendation has been a lifesaver to me and my family. Thank you so much."
Wow.
So little things. You know, somebody who hears one little bit of advice, they take it, they run with it, and their life's changed forever.
Mm-hmm. So. And you can be part of people's lives being changed forever. We're so grateful God is using us in just that way right there. And your support helps us stay on the air, and we love getting to be here.
And many ways to support.
Yeah.
An individual gift, you can give stock, you could leave us in your estate. There's all kinds of fancy ways to do this. But you can join Club New Life, too. And we try to entice people to join with the thank you gift that we're going to give,
mm-hmm.
which are the Bibles right now, the men's and the women's one-year Bible. But we really want you to give whether you want the Bible or not. We want you to give because you want to support this ministry mm-hmm. on an ongoing basis. The Bible's a plus. It's an additional thing. But even if you don't want the Bible, think about joining Club New Life. It's really important.
Mm-hmm. It makes a difference. Letters, did they mention anybody in particular was their favorite on Ray? I'm just curious if that came up.
I wasn't going to tell you that they liked me more than anybody, but since you asked. Yeah.
I see you're using that to your own benefit. So, Jim, did you have a comment
you wanted to make? I did. I was talking behind your all's backs the other day, and I was talking about how amazing radio is and how it affects. And I said, you know, in many ways, New Life is the 411 because they're giving great information on the radio. But they're also the 911 because if somebody's in trouble, they can call New Life and they can get help immediately. And then I asked my friend, do they still do 411?
Yeah.
And I know they do 911. And we didn't know. That's not a good thing. But really, I see that with radio, Larry and Jill. I've said this to you so many times. The information you give, but then also sending them the resource to go get the help. Now, it's their choice to go get the help or not.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. But it happens every day, and I'm drinking the Kool-Aid because I believe it so much what happens on this radio. Illustration.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid.
But one of the reasons that we're still around 35 years later is we have these amazing supporters, Club New Life members and folks. But also what they're supporting is, I can tell you, you can't be part of New Life if you don't really care about people.
Mm-hmm.
And Larry and all the finance folks. I mean, everybody really, really cares, and they love getting to hear the stories of transformation. So help us if you can, and if you need some help, we're always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Yeah. Thank you, Larry. Anything else you want to say?
Well, last thing I want to say is that I hang around here because I see God's doing work, and I know that God is in this place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's critical that you sense that and that you might look to God to make a determination where you should give your gift and how much. And just pray you would do that.
Yeah.
So thank you.
1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. And we'll thank you. If you don't like the thank you gift that we're giving away, just tell us what would make you feel grateful. And we can accommodate that. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back for the final segment of New Life Live today on Jim Burns' birthday. And if you really appreciate Jim and are glad that he stayed alive,
join Club New Life.
No, we're going to buy him a. You never know. We're buying him a defibrillator, and so if anybody wants to join in, it's good for Kathy to have that as they travel around the country. We'll be back.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. So glad you're with us here today. We'll go right to our phones here on Jim Burns' birthday day.
Yes.
So how about we go to Allentown, Pennsylvania, WBYN. That is an amazing group of people at that station. Hey there, how are you today?
Good. How about yourself?
Doing all right. It's difficult being on with Jim as he's aging right before our very eyes, but I'm able to deal with it. How could we help you, though?
Question.
Okay.
Have a brother who, in the last, I'll say 3 years, absolutely zero relationship with. It's on his side, not mine. He doesn't want any contact with me. No phone contact, no nothing. In fact, he doesn't even want the rest of the family letting me know where he's living,
Wow. What
he's doing, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
So a total cutoff since my oldest brother's passing.
Any idea what's the problem there? Why he's done that? Any idea?
A pretty good idea. After talking with my sister and sister-in-law, and he blames me. He says he'll have nothing to do with this. That I owe him an apology. And
what's that apology for? What would that apology be for?
That would be for letting my family know that he raped me for multiple years.
Wow. Oh my goodness. And did he ever get any help for that thing that he did to you?
I have, once I left home. I've been in counseling on and off. I am in counseling now through the VA.
But did he get any help for that? Did he deal with that, or is he still abusing people?
No.
Okay.
I pray that he's not abusing people. I cannot give you an affirmative in one way or the other.
Right. So what's the question for us? How could we help you? I'm so sorry that this happened to you. How could we help?
Well, prior to my parents passing, my dad especially, but my mom also, had just one request of their four children. And he agreed to it when they asked it, but he's not honoring them anymore.
Okay, so what is that request?
They didn't want us to stay in touch, to remain a family.
Yeah.
My dad's sister, when his parents passed away, did essentially what my brother's doing to me. Cut off all relationship.
And why are you so interested in being close to someone who raped you and now is angry that you told somebody?
Because I promised my parents I would keep a civil relationship with him. I don't.
Well, that isn't. I mean, your parents didn't know he raped you, and so I don't think that is a good excuse for.
Yes, they did know that.
Yes, they did.
Well, that's really tragic that they would be so insensitive to that. So what is the question for us? Because we don't have much time left.
I understand that. I mean, I just feel like I'm breaking my word, my honor to my parents.
So Anne,
I said I would keep.
Anne, in Romans, I believe it's Romans 12:18, says, as far as it depends on you, be at peace with one another. Okay, that means as far as it depends on you, your part. You can only do your part. You can't do your brother's part. You can only fulfill for your parents your part. You cannot fulfill your brother's part. This is a very, you know, entangled story with a lot of hurt. I don't know if he's admitted it. I don't know if he's denying it. But he's chosen to cut you out because this was a really, you know, big amount of information to come out in a family. Yeah. And not that it was wrong that it came out. It needed to come out, but often perpetrators will deny it and will then not want to be in relationship. So that is, unfortunately, some of the fallout. He's not repenting and getting help. He's putting up a wall. And yeah. So that is his choice, and you have no control over it. The other thing I want to point out is that when you're in a sexual abuse situation, there is a bond that is created. And I think there's something going on there that you need to talk about in therapy, about wanting some kind of connection with this brother or wanting him to recognize you. Because in the abuse, he didn't recognize you as a person. He took advantage of you. And so there's a longing that we all have to be recognized by people, even people that have hurt us deeply. So I think you're you know, focusing on this promise you made to your parents. But again, I want you to realize you can only do your part. And you've done your part before God. And you've got to leave the rest in God's hands and let your brother deal with his mm-hmm. part.
You're talking about that strange trauma bond, mm-hmm. right, Jill?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Jim, your thoughts?
And you did the right thing. You told a really tough secret. Mm-hmm. You did the right thing. Please
Absolutely.
Hear that.
Yeah.
And in doing the right thing, as Jill just said, you're not responsible for how your brother acts. You did the right thing. Now, I'm going to, you know, I don't know this story because, again, we don't totally understand heaven, but it sounds like your parents are gone. Your parents, they are proud of you. Because you yeah. did the right thing. They understand that. So, mm-hmm. and just as, and God is proud of you because you're doing the right thing. Now get help for yourself. And I would kind of quit focusing on him. You made a promise, you said, to your parents. Well, you've done all that you can. So they're looking down saying, you know what? Our daughter Anne's amazing. She's even tried even through this trauma. But don't expect him to make that decision. A lot of times people who have done this, they feel so much shame and so much horror in their life at what they've done, they're not willing to commit to a relationship, especially with a sister. So don't look at his as something where he's rejecting you. He's rejecting himself in terms of the yeah. things that he's yeah. done. So you did the right thing. Way to go. Your parents are proud of you. Move on and get the help you need.
The sadder thing is that some who do this don't feel ashamed. And that's an even worse
yeah,
place.
You're right.
But I'm going to send you Healing is a Choice, and I hope and pray that that can help you in the healing process. And this trauma that you've been through, a really mm-hmm. great Christian counselor could help you get beyond it. You know, we don't want to just get through something. We want to get over it and beyond it. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, Jim. Happy birthday to you. You're a great, great man. Jill, great to be with you. If anybody needs help, it's 1-800 New Life. Lumina is on the way. It's very close. Look at that banner at newlife.com.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.